This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Government forms negotiation team to address demands of loan shark victims. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with representatives of Federation of Women Entrepreneurs Associations of Nepal. Prime Minister Shah says government is committed to resolving women entrepreneurs' problems. Education Minister Sasmit Pokhrel clarifies that the education regulations will be introduced taking the future generation and technology into consideration, and more than 500 feared dead after reports of boats capsizing off Myanmar. Now the news in detail. The Cabinet has formed a negotiation team to address the demands of victims of unfair lending and loan shark practices. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha said the team will be led by Prime Minister's Office Secretary Pushkar Sapkota with joint secretaries from the Ministries of Finance, Home, Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration as members. The Cabinet also approved the minting of new 1 rupee and 2 rupee coins, accepted a $1.81 million grant from South Korea to establish the Nepal Law Information Pilot System, and decided to allow ministries to approve the removal of additional trees and utility poles in protected forest areas after completing legal procedures. It also approved the organizational structures and staffing of various ministries, endorsed the first amendment order of the Policy Research Institute Development Committee 2083, and approved provisions for the management of employees working under service contracts. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has asserted that the government is committed to providing possible support for the entrepreneurship development of women entrepreneurs. During the meeting with office bearers of the Federation of Women Entrepreneurs Associations of Nepal at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, Prime Minister Shah said the government is active in resolving problems of women entrepreneurs and building an environment to promote goods produced by them at tourism sites. On the occasion, Federation representatives urged the Prime Minister to create a business-friendly environment and support the promotion of Nepali goods and services through trade fairs, business matching and export promotion programs in national and international markets. Responding positively to the request made to establish Ma Udyami trademark developed by the Federation, Prime Minister Shah suggested introducing the trademark in the market soon. Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel said the government has advanced concrete move with long-term planning for reforms in educational system of the country. Talking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport in Chitwan today, Minister Pokhrel, also the government spokesperson, shared the government's ongoing efforts towards transforming the education sector in a coherent and scientific manner. Responding to a question about quality of the public school, Minister Pokhrel said investment made in the education sector may take time for harvesting results. Minister Pokhrel clarified that the education regulations would be introduced taking the future generation and technology into consideration. The Property Inquiry Commission has suspended all work related to collecting and investigating the asset details of the incumbent and retired public officials. The Commission issued a notice today stating that, according to the Supreme Court's July 15th order, the investigation has been put on hold until the final verdict on the writ petition is reached. The Commission was collecting the asset details of political office holders and employees who had served as public officials, except for former judges, former officials of constitutional commissions and former officials of the Nepali Army. The commission had set the deadline for today for submitting the asset details. Two members have been appointed to the Board of Directors of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. Urvashi Basnyat and Sobita Risal were appointed following a decision by the Minister for Information and Communication. Until a chairperson is appointed, Basnyat will chair board meetings. While handing over the appointment latest, Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha instructed the board to work impartially, responsibly and in the public interest. The minister urged the board to build on the legacy of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television and implement reforms to make the institutions more capable, credible and effective. Additional Secretary of the Ministry of External Affairs of India, Monu Mahawar, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal. According to the ministry, they discussed strengthening Nepal-India relations and expanding cooperation in areas of mutual interest. They reviewed progress in ongoing bilateral cooperation, exchanged views on advancing priority sectors, and reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the long-standing friendship, institutional collaboration, and high-level engagement between the two countries. Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel and Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maida Toru discussed strengthening bilateral ties and expanding cooperation in the education sector during a meeting in Kathmandu today. During the meeting held at the ministry in Simhadarbhar today, Minister Pokhrel reaffirmed the government's commitment to public education reform and expressed confidence that Nepal-Japan relations would continue to grow stronger. Ambassador Toru praised Japan's continued support for Nepal's education reforms and expressed interest in expanding cooperation in digital infrastructure, human resource development, innovation, investment and information technology. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A total of 836 Nepali workers have been selected in the first phase of caregiving jobs in Israel through a lottery conducted by Israel's Population and Immigration Authority. The selection was made from the 1,115 candidates, with the lottery conducted live to ensure transparency. Israeli Ambassador Smolik Aribes said more than 2,100 additional caregiving jobs were expected soon, while Nepal and Israel are finalizing agreements on home-based caregiving and agricultural workers. They will receive the same salary and employment benefits as Israeli workers under Israeli law. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Two boats carrying more than 500 people are feared to have capsized off the coast of Myanmar in recent days, United Nations agencies have said. Al Jazeera cited the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR's preliminary information reports on Thursday as saying the two vessels departed from Myanmar's Rakhine State in late June carrying mostly Rohingya passengers. One boat believed to have been carrying about 250 people lost contact shortly after departure. A second boat reportedly carrying more than around 280 people is believed to have sunk off Myanmar's Ayeyarwady coast on the 8th of July. Before the latest incidents, more than 300 people had been killed on reported missing in the Andaman Sea and Bay of Bengal. These included Rohingya refugees and Bangladeshi nationals. More than 800 wildfires are burning across Canada, with air quality alerts now extending south in multiple U.S. states. According to the BBC, the air quality in large parts of the northern states of Michigan, Minneapolis, and Minnesota is deemed hazardous by the U.S. Air Quality Index program, with people recommended to stay indoors. The U.S. National Weather Service, in an update on Thursday, said alerts span the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes region, and into the U.S. Northeast. According to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center. There are currently 857 fires actively burning in Canada, including 23 new fires on Thursday. According to the Canadian Wildland Fire Information System, the vast majority of wildfires are burning out of control. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly and Tarai areas of Bagmati Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, a few places in Madhes province, the hilly and Tarai areas of Koshi and Sutupashin provinces, and isolated places in the hilly areas of Karnali province. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai areas of Bagmati Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government forms negotiation team to address demands of loan shark victims. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with representatives of Federation of Women Entrepreneurs Associations of Nepal. Prime Minister Shah says government is committed to resolving women entrepreneurs' problems. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel clarifies that the education regulations will be introduced taking the future generation and technology into consideration. And more than 500 feared dead after reports of boats capsizing off Myanmar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.